So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
This podcast is brought to you by The Village of Bedford Park, your home for business. Over 450 businesses strong and growing with a safe, reliable Lake Michigan water supply. Visit VOBPbiz.com and bring your business home to The Village of Bedford Park.
Now, the WBBM Noon Business Hour.
It's 12:03 on Wednesday afternoon, December 10th. Good afternoon. Thanks for joining us on the Noon Business Hour. I'm Rob Hart. It's holiday office party time, which can be potentially hazardous to your career. We'll cover that in our next segment, but first, the Fed is in play today. Joining us on the Village of Bedford Park business line, reminding you to bring your business home, is Bob Bruska, Chief Economist, Fact and Opinion Economics in New York. Bob, thank you for joining us today. And right now, the chances of the Fed cutting rates today, again, by another quarter point, is about 90% or so. And we'll see if that 90% is correct in about 55 minutes from now. But the real question, Bob, is what happens after that?
Yeah, right. I mean, it's like raise your hand if 25 basis points of interest rate reduction makes a difference in your life. You know, not really. The question is looking ahead, and we've got the federal funds rate now down to a level that's getting very close to where the inflation rate is. And the inflation rate has overshot the Fed's target for 4.5 years. The Federal Reserve really at some point in here has to stop and look at the inflation rate and say, hey, man, that's my responsibility. The Fed has pretty much ignored it. It's been cutting rates, thinking for some reason that inflation was going to go down on its own, even in the face of these tariff pressures. And we'll see, you know, there could be more tariff pressures ahead. We don't know what firms have been doing and how they've been parsing out these increases in tariffs. So far, the impact of tariffs on prices seems to be very low, extremely marginal. And I'm not sure that the Fed really has a good plan. And at the same time, we're waiting for the president to announce a new Fed chairman and whether he's going to put somebody in office who just wants to willy-nilly cut rates and not worry about inflation in the future. This is a problem, since one of the big problems for the president, if people don't see affordability, they don't like inflation, and none of this is going to cause the president to gain control of inflation and to reduce the affordability, to improve the affordability for people who really want that. So this is a big deal.
It does seem like there's some tension between you have two competing, the dual mandate, and both sides of that Fed dual mandate are concerning. Inflation is still above the 2% target, but there are still some very real concerns about weakness in the labor market. And it seems like if you're a Fed governor, you have to pick a side.
Yeah, well, for me, it's pretty simple, because when you look at some of these data, we know that there are reasons that employment growth is weak. We know they shut the border. We know there's deportations. We know there's AI replacing some people in jobs. We know that there's an aging population and people are dropping out of the labor force for that reason. We know all of these things exist. So we know why the labor force growth and while the employment growth is weak. There was a report out yesterday by the NFIB, the National Federation of Independent Businesses, Small Businesses, that if you looked at their part of their report on plans by businesses, the plans to hire have been really pretty high, but they haven't been hiring probably because they can't really find the workers that they want. And so I'm not saying there's no demand problem out there, but the demand problem seems to be pretty minor compared to the supply problem. And the Fed doesn't seem to be able to push through that fog. They just want to look at the weaker job growth, the slow up creep in the unemployment rate, and address that and ignore inflation. And I think that's a big mistake. I think that's a huge accident waiting to happen.
Bob Bruska, Chief Economist, Fact and Opinion Economics in New York. Coming up, navigating the dangerous waters of the holiday office party.
Lunch money for all generations. This is the WBBM Noon Business Hour.
Sometimes careers are built or blown up at holiday office parties. Joining us with advice on how to navigate it all is Rick Cobb, founder of the workplace consulting firm To Discern, based in Chicago. Rick, thank you for joining us today. And in reality, what is the ratio to careers that are built at office parties versus careers that are destroyed?
I have no idea. I'm going to ask AI later. It's subjective based on the environment and the people that are involved.
Now, first off, how has office party culture changed? Because I think we all have stories about the distant past of office holiday parties that were rather, they were debauched affairs. Morals were out the window, mistakes were made, and the stories have echoed through the decades. But in my own experience, the office party, more often than not, takes place during the workday, and it's over by 5.
Yeah, so the Mad Men days are gone. I mean, I think that's certainly no longer appropriate or possible, even if you wanted to do it, not that you should. I think the thing to pay attention to in the party is instead of what is normal now, because that's going to vary so much by the size of the organization or the geography or the department or even the day of the event. I think what's really important is to pay attention to a couple of trouble avoidances of trouble. One, don't be a no-show unless you have a really good reason, and you make sure that those that matter really know that reason before the event. That's critical. And then once you're there, before you go, actually, think about what you want to have happen at that event. Is there somebody that you need to meet that you haven't met yet? What do you want from the event? Make a list of the people that you need to see and be seen by. This makes sure that you don't waste all of your time at the event getting cornered by your buddy in your fantasy football pool and never really accomplishing anything except knocking down a few beers.
It's interesting you mention that, because we were talking with Craig, the brand manager, our boss. And once again, I say this, Crick, not to suck up, but he says even as a supervisor, he has a plan about who he wants to talk to at the holiday party. And he uses it as an opportunity to meet up with people he usually doesn't spend a whole lot of time with. Maybe it's people in the freelance pool who aren't here very often, or they're here outside of business hours, or it's people from other radio stations that he doesn't really interact with. As a manager, he uses the party as a time to really talk to people who aren't usually on his day-to-day calendar.
Absolutely. You and I have talked for years about the calendar year and being and looking for work at the end of the calendar year. You have your competition goes away. The other part of it is the people that often have travel responsibilities or are completely covered up by meeting after meeting in the normal span of business, This is the one time that you have a chance to meet them. And if you want to kill two birds with one stone as a manager, as an executive, identify your key direct reports and have them take you around and introduce you to the people that matter to them. That way you get a really good sense of what your person is like, what your director or manager, how they operate and what they value. And you get a chance to meet the other people on the team that may be great opportunities for promotion that you haven't had a chance to identify, or people that look like they may not necessarily be right for the role and just have a really strong relationship with their boss.
And then when we talk about bad behavior at a holiday party that could potentially torpedo your career, the image that comes to mind is someone who has way too many cocktails and they're telling somebody off, or they're spreading gossip, or they're walking around with a lampshade on their head. But it doesn't necessarily have to be that dramatic or that theatrical. You could just be the one person who has the third beer when everybody else has two, and that story could follow you for the rest of your career.
Yeah, if they've never seen you before at an event or at all, then that's the first time they meet you. And first impressions, as we all know, are very difficult to overcome. The other thing that's probably not more dangerous, but certainly more prevalent, is gossip. And we all know, if you don't know a gossip, you probably are one. That's not even fair. But the reality is, you know people who gossip, and just treat them like billboards. Anything that you say to that person might as well be posted at the entrance to the office. So avoid gossip. And if you can't avoid gossip, avoid participating in it. Find ways to exit gracefully. Back to the other idea at the beginning, make sure that you meet the people that you want to compliment, thank, know better as soon as you possibly can. Certainly, you want to thank the people who were responsible for preparing or throwing the event, the sponsors, i.e. the executives. And you do that for multiple reasons. One, because you get it out of the way. And two, because there may be times where you need to exit early, or it makes sense to exit early after, you know, if everybody is having a few too many. That's a good time to leave.
Follow all of these suggestions, Rick, and your career can be merry and bright. Rick Cobb, founder of the workplace consulting firm To Discern in Chicago. Thank you for joining us today.
Cash, credit, debit, and totally free. The WBBM Noon Business Hour continues.
Several countries, including Australia, are moving to ban young teens from social media. That is a shift with major implications. Many say it's needed, and it raises the question, could the U.S. follow? Joining us to discuss is Paul Hochman, president of Humongous Media and former tech editor for the Today Show based in Cambridge, Massachusetts. Paul, thank you for joining us today. And what is the state of play with some of these nationwide bans on young teens from social media? What kind of legal challenges could they expect, and how are the social media companies fighting back, if at all?
Well, the social media companies are first trying to make sense of it, and I mean, I think it's really interesting. It's a massive shift. Let's make no mistake. Australia is the first one to create this law, this kind of law, and they ban children under 16, starting today, by the way. They ban children under 16 from using basically the major social media platforms. And they are TikTok, Instagram, Snapchat, Facebook, X, and YouTube. And this is effective today. And basically, it requires those companies to verify the ages of those kids who are logging on. And they have to block. The law says they must block young users or they face huge fines. So basically, what they're trying to do, or at least Australia's government believes it is doing, is they're trying to protect teens from online harms. And those harms include, as a lot of people have heard, anxiety, depression, body image issues, all kinds of stuff, self-harm, predators, you name it, and misinformation. So basically, Australia's had it. They are frustrated. They've had it up to their TikTok with these disruptions, and they believe they're protecting kids.
Now, as you point out, though, this is genuine uncharted territory here about a company imposing a blanket ban on social media usage by a particular age group. And we will find out how the social media companies react and also see how legally this will work, given the free speech laws that are in place in Australia.
Well, that's right. And in fact, you know, as people contemplate whether or not this is going to happen in the U.S. and what are the implications, there are really two ends of the spectrum here. One is free speech, you just mentioned. And the other one is keeping kids, broadly speaking, keeping kids safe. Now, there's tons of precedent, by the way, for limiting speech for people under the age of 18 or 21 That includes things like pornography, for example. There are limitations on whether or not, and lots of them, and I think understandable and probably laudable, right? But they keep kids from getting access, or so they try to. At least the point is that there are laws on the books that everybody pretty much agrees are good. On the other end, there's free speech. In other words, are we limiting, we, the people who create laws to limit these platforms for kids, are we limiting the free speech of the people on the platforms, of the kids who are wanting to consume this, and so on? But again, there nothing's absolute. So just remember that the Supreme Court ruled in the 60s that First Amendment free speech rights don't, and this is a quote, don't end at the school door, right? They can say certain things and do certain things that involve free speech. However, there are limitations to that freedom. And so, in other words, you can't just say anything. You can't, you cannot hurt people with your speech. So in other words, there are limitations. There's nothing absolute, but Australia is trying to take key steps to try and limit harm to kids.
Paul Hochman, president of Humongous Media, thank you for joining us today.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
The WBBM Noon Business Hour continues.
Good afternoon. I'm Rob Hart. The markets are mixed. Joining us on the Village of Bedford Park business line, reminding you to bring your business home, is Gary Kaltbaum, President, Kaltbaum Capital Management, and Fox News business contributor based in Orlando. Find him online at GaryK.com. Gary, thank you for joining us today. We will have a Fed interest rate announcement. Chances are they will cut by a quarter point, a little under a half hour from now. But as you like to say, Gary, when it comes to interest rate action, the real story is in the bond market.
Yes, I'm a big believer that the Fed always makes mistakes when they don't listen to the market. They did it when inflation they created had interest rates spike and they sat there down at 0%. And you know what happened then. And right now, though, they're easing. And I think they're okay to ease a little bit more, but certainly not too much more, because I'm pretty darn sure if they go too much, guess what's going to happen to inflation again? I'm a big believer that inflation is a monetary phenomenon. And you can basically go get any chart of when the Fed went
into printing money and 0% rates and inflation, and then getting rid of the printing of money and inflation coming down. So hopefully not too much, but I leave no doubt, 100% certainty they're cutting today. What he says afterwards beats the heck out of me.
The term that's being thrown around today is hawkish cut, which means they will cut, but Fed Chair Jerome Powell will say that's it, at least for the time being.
I'm not so sure of that. And by the way, there's another component to his easing. They have been running off the printed money and letting it just go by the wayside. We were up to $9 trillion of printed money. I know, an unimaginable amount. And they have been lowering that, letting the bonds run off. He's now saying no longer. And the thought process is they're going to take that money of matured bonds and buy in bonds again, which is not printing to buy, but still interfering with the markets again, which you know I don't like. And we'll just see how that plays out. So I'm not so sure he's going to be too hawkish. But again, I'm not in his brain. You never know. The good news is the markets have been acting better. And most importantly, the 10-year yield, which has backed up a little bit to the upside recently, is still down at 4.1 and change, which is, I call it a no biggie.
As the 2010s grow smaller in the rearview mirror, it really is starting to look like that very low interest rate, low inflation environment that we experienced for a decade coming out of the Great Recession really was kind of a unicorn and probably impossible to replicate.
Yeah, but look, to be a 2 or 3%, I think is okay. All this talk about 2 is important. I'm not so sure of that. And again, I'm a big believer it's a monetary thing, and that's why I'm really hoping whoever the president puts in, and supposedly it's Hassett, is not going to do what the president wants, and that's 1% Fed funds. If you want trouble, go too easy, and it'll set up another inflationary problem as we move going forward. The best news that any administration has, the best news the Fed has, is you and I and the rest of the American people continue to wake up every morning and work our tails off to do better for ourselves and family. The productivity gains in technology and medicine continue to skyrocket. And as long as that continues, I think we're in good stead. And less is more out of the government. I've been saying that for a very long time.
Gary Kaltbaum, President Kaltbaum Capital Management and Fox News business contributor based in Orlando. Thank you for joining us today. Coming up next in Personal Finance Wednesday, making sure your retirement planning isn't a last-minute scramble.
Cashing in with conversation. The WBBM Noon Business Hour continues.
It's Personal Finance Wednesday, sponsored by Consumers Credit Union. A successful retirement often starts early. Planning a decade ahead, especially where you'll live, gives you the chance to lock in costs, test communities, and design the lifestyle you want. Joining us to discuss is Sherry Greco-Rikus, Regional Director of EP Wealth in Chicago. Sherry, thank you for joining us today on Personal Finance Wednesday. And when we talk about retirement on the program, we usually talk about retirement in the context of saving. What are you putting away? How are you maxing out your retirement funds? How are you taking advantage of every tax break available to you? But there is so much to retirement than just saving money.
Yeah, and I'd like to just take us back at 10,000 feet, and I have three enough questions that people, your listeners, should think about. The first is, have you had enough of your work? The second is, do you have enough to do? And do you have enough money? And I think what we're going to focus on today is, once you answer all those questions, and it may be 8 years, 10 years down the road, we need to start planning for retirement. And there's a few things, if you have a significant other, you should definitely talk about. But the first one is to kind of visualize that retirement. Do you want an active retirement? Do you want to live in a city? Do you want an urban culture? Do you want more of living in a farm or maybe in the mountains? You know, where do you want to live? What lifestyle do you want? What activities would be available for certain communities that you live in? Looking at the locations, looking at the activities. How far or close will you be from family, from your kids, from nieces, nephews, maybe aging parents, if hopefully you still have them. So those are things to consider. Where are your friends? That's a big one. Healthcare. you know, are you going to be able, do you have something that you need specific health care for? And will that community that you retire to be able to accommodate it? Are you looking at a 55 and over community, or do you want a condo by the water, by the mountains? These are all things to think about. A lot of people want to retire by college towns. So I've given you a few things to think about, but there's a lot to think about when it starts to think about your retirement and where you want to retire.
Let's say you have answered all of those questions, and let's use hypothetically for our example, you want to retire near a college town. Let's choose Madison, Wisconsin, not too far away. It's actually inside the 780 a.m. Listening pattern. So hello to Madison, Wisconsin, if you're listening today. Mm-hmm. And then you decide you want to live there. That checks all the boxes for you. You're 5 years out from your retirement date, and you come across a real estate listing that looks really good. And should you jump on that real estate listing now, as opposed to potentially paying more for that property 5 years down the road?
Well, first of all, before you even think of buying the property, once you've identified a community, and that's why it's great to look 10 years out, is test it out. Maybe rent for a few weeks, maybe rent for a month if you can work remotely. See what the community's like. Talk to friends. I mean, to jump in to buy something without doing all the research, you know, there's costs when you buy properties, and there's costs to sell properties. So, you know, you want to make sure that it's a longer term commitment. But if you have decided and you find a place that you really like after doing all your research, sometimes it is better to buy it earlier than later because of the price. You can always rent it out. There's things you can do, but you know, before you buy, definitely test the community. And today there's a lot of people that choose to rent. A lot of these communities have very high-end rentals. And a lot of people say, you know, I want to keep my home in Chicago, but I want to spend 5 months in a warm climate. So they may just rent. So they're not taking care of two houses. There's a lot to think about, a lot to unpack, but really plan and dot all your I's and cross your T's before you make a commitment to really buy something in a community that you might not be sure of.
Sherry Greco-Rikus, Regional Director of EP Wealth in Chicago, author of Maximize Your Return on Life. Thank you for joining us on Personal Finance Wednesday on the Noon Business Hour. Join us at this time tomorrow for Technology Thursday, and still to come, giving the gift of a Chicago food favorite.
Money conversation that pays a big dividend. The WBBM Noon Business Hour continues.
Holiday travelers leaving Chicago are often asked to bring local favorites with them, from Vienna beef hot dogs to deep dish pizza. Chicago foods are always in demand. Nuts on Clark is one of those iconic hometown brands, and it sees a major seasonal surge as families share their beloved Chicago flavors nationwide. We welcome to Robert Kenny, director of Nuts on Clark in Chicago. Robert, thank you for joining us today. Happy holidays to you, or should I say, happy popcorn tin season to you.
Happy holidays, happy popcorn tin, and thank you for having us.
And what is it? What is it about those Chicago favorites that really have nationwide appeal? I mean, outside of the flavor, I would imagine they also just travel really well.
The traveling is a big deal. You know, we were at Midway, we're at O'Hare, we have 24-hour vending machines at the airports, and all of our products are made fresh daily. So the people know this. They take these products and they're going all over the country. We're working day and night to get orders out, and everything's made fresh, and the people know this, and you should only see the addresses they're going to all over the U.S.
I was going to say, what kind of, first off, how does your business change during the holiday season? You know, on a percentage basis, all those people ordering holiday, you know, popcorn tins around the country, what does that mean for your bottom line?
Well, that part of the business, of course, the mail order goes up about 70% when the holidays come. It's in that they want products from Chicago. People want food products, and they love Nuts on Clark.
Now, I have to ask, do you guys only ship around the country? And I'm going somewhere with this. You don't have any requests for Nuts on Clark popcorn from Vatican City just yet, do you?
Not yet. It's difficult to ship out of the country. It really is. So we really strive on just sending without the continental U.S.
And then of the people who order this stuff from around the country, how many of them, in your experience, are Chicagoans who have moved on? Or is it people who came here, sampled it, and liked it?
It's both. It's both. They moved on. They have relatives. They have business partners. They just love Chicago products. And our fresh quality is, we make it every day and we ship it out. It probably lasts about 2 weeks in the tin, but it's there for the holidays. We've been shipping before the beginning of November, and it's been ongoing, and this has been a great season.
Robert Kenny, Director, Nuts on Clark in Chicago, thank you for joining us today.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.